I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. LGBTQ groups here in Colorado are expressing outrage over President Trump's ban on transgender people from serving in the military in any capacity. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Details of how the president's ban would be implemented are not yet clear, but Daniel Ramos called it a shocking attack on transgender Americans. Ramos is the executive director of One Colorado. The group advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Coloradans.
When transgender people want to, you know, willingly serve our country and are told that regardless of their qualifications, they don't belong in the military, is a strong message this administration has sent.
Ramos doesn't know how many transgender Coloradans serve, but says there are currently 15,000 transgender people in the military nationwide. The president made his announcement on Twitter. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Colorado Springs Airport says passenger traffic continues to grow with 137,000 travelers in the month of June. That number is a 22.5% increase over the same month last year. Traffic as a whole there is up with an increase of 25% in passengers for the first 6 months of 2017 compared to 1 year ago. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.